As we move towards the end of this perek and our superficial study of Karbonos, there are two others that we need to discuss and explore. That's Bechar and Masa. Bechar is the male firstborn, and Masa is the one-tenth of your cattle. The Bechar also is holy. It has the status of a Korban, even nowadays, by the way. The issue of a Bechar is a thorny halachic concept, and if a person hasn't taken the right halachic precautions, they actually could be left with an animal, if they're in a farm or the like, which has Kedushas Bechar still today. But the concept behind it is that both of these things serve as a symbolic expression of the fact that the Jew regards the welfare and the growth of his herds as the work of Hashem. And therefore, their continued ownership of the animals is dependent upon Hashem's decree. It's a huge concept. Hashem is a silent partner in all that we do. And therefore, to this mission joins Bechar of Amas of our Pesach, we join the Korban Pesach. Why? Because this teaches us that the Jews should conceive of themselves, of our home, and of our nation as being creations of Hashem. Hashem is a partner in everything that we do. Therefore, the blood of the Korban is simply poured all at one time on the base of the altar. What's the implication? That the entire personality of the person who's bringing this Korban, the entire personality which is born by divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis, is rooted solely in the law of Hashem. The Bechar, the firstborn animal, becomes a property of the Kohen. It's eaten by the Kohanim and the members of their family. It has the character of a Shlamim, and it can be eaten for 2 days and one night. This is also true for Ma'aseh Behemah. But unlike a Bechar, Ma'aseh Behemah, the one-tenth, becomes a property of the owner, the one who originally offered it as a tithe of their herd, and they can eat it, or they can give anyone else to eat it to. The Korban Pesach, on the other hand, can only be eaten during the night of the 14th. The night of the 14th, the evening of the 15th day of Nisan, which this is the time when Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim. And you have to actually be registered to eat the Korban Pesach, registered on a specific offering. The Pesach offering symbolizes individual Jews who, through liberating redemption, have attained independence. We've formed independent families and households. That's why the Pasuk tells us, celebes ave celebias. Therefore, an individual who partakes of the Korban Pesach has to be determined in advance of the Shechita. And the lamb can only be eaten by those who have previously agreed to express their personal independence and voluntary solidarity while partaking in that particular Pesach feast. Even as freedom and independence were handed to Klal Yisrael directly by Hashem, without any human intervention, anivelo malach, anivelo saraf, anivelo shliach, just Hashem, no human, no angel, nothing. So too, the offering commemorating that occasion cannot be eaten b'chol machol. You can't prepare it in any way you want. It's tzli'esh, roasted directly upon the fire. The idea is there's no artificial additions of human hands. So just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he did so without any artificial additions. So too the Korban Pesach is roasted whole, without any artificial additions to it whatsoever. This is the way we express our liberty. This is the way we express our freedom. We get together as groups, as families, as friends. We eat, we sing, we celebrate, we rejoice. But at the same time, it's the same concept that's gone the whole way through. We recognize and feel Hashem's presence in our lives, whether it's in our financial lives, whether it's in our personal lives. Hashem is absolutely there, willing us on and giving us the strength to continue.